Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisnay, and this is the evening news. We'll start off with two people who are in custody in the Gard. In the aftermath of the heavy storms that hit the region, two people are being heard for involuntary injuries and endangerment of the lives of others. These two people are the owners of the land where a summer camp was set up in Saint-Julien-de-Pérolas without authorization. A man who was supervising the summer camp was swept away by the rise of waters. Authorities are still searching for him. A shooting in Canada is also making the headlines this afternoon. At least four people in Fredericton, in the east of the country, were killed. The shooting took place in a residential area, but we have no further details for the time being. Police say they arrested a suspect. The neighborhood has been closed off, and the investigation continues, according to authorities. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau expressed his deep sorrow for all those who are affected by the shooting. Back in France, be careful if you plan on driving. Many people are expected today on the roads, on the eve of this weekend's vacation departures. Roads throughout the country are orange and even red in the southeast for returns. And as I mentioned traffic, there is also some good news. The number of deaths in July keeps dropping, with minus 5.5% last month. Nevertheless, 324 people died on the roads in France, but it is 19 deaths less than in July of 2017. These figures are the first published since the implementation of the 80 kilometers per hour speed limitation on secondary roads. In the air, there is an unprecedented strike at Ryanair. Nearly 400 flights are cancelled today in Europe. Pilots demand a salary increase. As for the European Championships, today is a very busy day in athletics. Renaud Lavillenie is qualified for the semi-finals of pole vaulting, and tonight, Pierre-Ambroise Boss will be competing in the 800-meter semi-final. And there is also the 110-meter hurdles semifinal with Pascal Martineau-Lagarde. We'll finish with soccer. Premier League is back. The first game of the season will be played tonight. Marseille receives Toulouse, and tickets for the Stade Vélodrome are all sold out. Marseille-Toulouse begins at 8:45. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.